patrolling the tamed lands. Henceforth it would be scurry from one smidgen of cover to the next, mouse-like, by night. I wondered what the hell the point might be. The plane of fear might as well be in another world. That night I had a golden dream. I do not recall anything except that she touched me and somehow tried to warn me. I think exhaustion more than my amulet blocked the message. Nothing stuck. I awakened, retaining only a vague sense of having missed something critical. End of the line. End of the game. 2 hours out of the great forest, I knew our time was approaching. Darkness was inadequate insulation, nor were my amulets sufficient. The Taken were in the air. I felt them on the prowl once it was too late to turn back. And they knew their quarry was afoot. We could hear the distant clamor of battalions moving to bar retreat into the forest. My amulet warned me of the near passage of Taken repeatedly. When it did not, as it seemed not always to do, perhaps because the new Taken did not affect it, Toad Killer Dog gave warning. He could smell the bastards coming a league away. The other amulet did help, that and Tracker's genius for laying a crooked trail. But the circle closed, and closed, and we knew that it would not be long before there were no gaps through which we could slide. "What do we do, Croaker?" One Eye asked. His voice was shaky. He knew, but he wanted to be told, and I could neither give the order nor do it myself. These men were my friends. We had been together all my adult life. I could not tell them to kill themselves. I could not cut them down. But I could not allow them to be captured, either. A vague notion formed. A foolish one, really. At first I thought it simple desperation silliness. What good? Then something touched me. I gasped. The others felt it, too. Even Tracker and his mutt. They jumped as if stung. I gasped again. "It's her. She's here. Oh, damn." But that made up my mind. I might be able to buy time. Before I could reflect and thus chicken out, I shucked my amulets, shoved them into Goblin's hands, pushed our precious documents at One Eye. "Thanks, guys. Take care. Maybe I'll see you." "What the hell you doing?" Bow in hand, the bow she had given me so long ago, I leaped into darkness. Soft protests pursued me. I caught the edge of Tracker asking what the hell was going on. Then I was away. There was a road not far off, and a little sliver of moon up top. I got onto the one and trotted by the light of the other, pushing my tired old body to its limit, trying to build as big a margin as possible before the inevitable befell me. She would protect me for a time, I hoped, and once caught, I might stall on behalf of the others. I felt sorry for them, though. Neither Goblin nor One Eye was strong enough to help carry Raven. Tracker could not manage alone. If they made it to the plane of fear, they would not be able to evade the unenviable duty of explaining everything to Darling. I wondered if any of them would have what it took to finish Raven. Bile rose. My legs were going watery. I tried to fill my mind with nothingness, stared at the road 3 steps ahead of my feet, puffed hard,